I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to develop and test mobile technology that will help breast cancer survivors practice breathing exercises to help with stress relief and symptom management. Dr. Balasubramanian is here to talk about this research. He is an assistant professor of radiation oncology at MUSC, and he teaches yogic breathing exercises to breast cancer survivors as part of the Survivors Fit Club program. Dr. Balasubramanian, first, tell us about yogic breathing and how it can help breast cancer survivors manage stress and symptoms they might experience.
Yogic breathing is a set of various breathing techniques from the ancient yoga tradition. They are very neutral techniques, not religious ones. People can easily learn them and practice them. These exercises can target both physical and emotional levels, and they are good in terms of reducing anxiety, depression, fatigue, pain, and other symptoms that people are experiencing during all stages of breast cancer, like from diagnosis to treatment and survivorship.
Tell us about the grant that your research team received to develop an app to help breast cancer survivors practice this kind of yogic breathing.
This grant is provided by the National Institute of Health, specifically the National Cancer Institute, to develop a technology that will help breast cancer survivors to learn the breathing exercises and practice them. In this study, we are asking people to practice 3 times a day, each for 10 minutes. And we will test this in 40 breast cancer survivors just after their radiation treatment and collect the outcome measures related to biomarkers and other measures that will indicate their symptoms and quality of life.
And you mentioned that you're going to be doing some biomarker testing with these subjects as this research goes on. What does that really mean?
There will be a lot of changes in the stress level that can be studied using the levels of stress hormones or inflammatory molecules in the body. So we will be testing what happens with the intervention for a period of 12 weeks in this population.
And how do you test that?
We are trying to test this in saliva primarily.
And tell us about this app that has been designed for this research. How will this app really work?
We have lots and lots of apps in the market that focuses on individual practices, but our app is going to be encouraging participants to come together for a group practice. We think that this will improve the number of times they practice, the duration they practice, and also some social support as well.
And how might this research be expanded in the future, or what are you expecting may happen next with regards to this research?
This study will help us to determine the frequency or the dose of breathing exercises. And based on these, we will design a larger study where we can use these exercises for all site cancer patients in larger trials.
Dr. Balasubramanian, thanks for providing information about this yogic breathing research.
My pleasure, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.